You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, Kathy Mazzaferro. She is the Executive Director for the Calaveras County Arts Council. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
You are celebrating over 30 years of presenting the Ovation Concert Series. Not everybody is familiar with the Ovation Concert Series. What is that all about?
Well, what it's all about, it's an indoor concert at the Performing Arts Center at Bret Harte High School. We reach out to find a variety of different performing artists and bring them in to Calaveras County. Now, this year's concert series has the advantage of we conducted a survey last year to find out what our theater-going public prefer. So we've built a really exciting concert series around their response.
There will be four performances this season. Every one of these performances will take place on a Sunday at the Dr. Elliott A. Smart Performance Arts Center, which is at Bret Harte Theater in Angels Camp. Let's go through the list, Kathy.
You bet.
The very first concert will take place this Sunday. Tell us what we're going to see.
Well, this Sunday, we're going to enjoy the music of Cantamos, featuring Michaela McFarlane. They're an emerging artist. They've done concerts for us with Music in the Parks, but they've really grown, really blossomed. And they'll be presenting arias, traditional Latin songs, musical showstoppers, and contemporary favorites.
And the hours are from 3 o'clock through 5 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. On Sunday, February 9th, who will we see?
We will see Lori Lewis and the Right Hands. Her band is bringing traditional bluegrass, modern folk music. They'll have a fiddler, a guitarist, a singer, a songwriter, all wrapped into the wonderful Lori Lewis.
Sunday, March 15th from 3 through 5 p.m.
Well, that's a blast from the past. We're welcoming the Diamonds, and they'll be performing the 1950s and 60s rock and roll with today's attitude. Everything from Little Darlin' on, and we're encouraging everybody to find your saddle shoes and your poodle skirts and wrap an empty cigarette box in the sleeve of your T-shirt.
This is the actual group, the Diamonds. They sang Little Darlin', they sang The Stroll, and they sang Silhouettes.
That's correct.
Many of our listeners remember all three of those songs and many more songs from the Diamonds. And again, that is Sunday, March 15th. Sunday, April 5th, we wrap this up.
Driftwood Consort. Now, this is an evening of French classical Baroque music performed on historic instruments like a theorbo or a viola da gamba. And this is a group out of Monterey. This one is especially in response to our patrons requesting a classical music concert.
Tell us about tickets.
Tickets can be bought online at our webpage at www.calaverasarts.org. Tickets have been selling briskly, so I would recommend you go online, but there are tickets available at the door, and they're $25. Such a bargain, really.
And a telephone number for more information.
209-754-1774.
Kathy, I know yesterday you were at one of the Calaveras County High Schools with Poetry Out Loud. Can you tell us about the Calaveras Arts participation with Poetry Out Loud?
Love to. This is actually Calaveras County's participation in a nationwide contest. It's sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Poetry Foundation, and the California Arts Council, and it exposes students at both high schools to both the traditional poetry and more modern poetry. They need to pick two poems, memorize them, and recite them, and it's just a phenomenal program for our kids. The champion will represent Calaveras County at the state championships in March, and we invite your listeners to Poetry Out Loud's county competition February 4th at 5 o'clock at the Calaveras Performing Arts Center at Calaveras High School.
All right. Now, this is the month of January. I thought this was supposed to be the downtime for you.
What downtime?
Kathy Mazzaferro, she is the executive director for the Calaveras County Arts Council. And Kathy, it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Always a pleasure talking with you, Mark. Thanks so much.